Foreigner feels like the first time. Jason's classic cut on a Tuesday. 10:07, the Jerry Bader Show. All right, I want to finish up. Let's see. We have another liberal. Oh, before we get to this liberal email, talking about the whiny, snivelly, crybaby corrections department employees. Scott Walker stole my American dream. Todd, who called in, an astute listener believes that's the same Todd who's a former Walmart employee that called and trashed Walmart on one show. Jason had an aha moment there. You think the listener's right about that? Okay. Here's another Jason. Jason, my producer, gets very upset with the people with whom he has to share his name. Well, you can't help that. This Jason writes, please explain how you can talk out of both sides of your mouth, Jerry. How can you complain that Obama has been killing jobs and the unemployment of the country is all his fault? But then you say it is every single unemployed person's fault for not being able to find a good paying job. No, I didn't say that. Even when we have so many college students who are out of work, if there was jobs, and yeah, Walker's bringing a few low paying ones, I will take what I can, but there are no openings in my field of study, but the jobs have been gone since the second half of the Clinton administration, and Bush was fighting a war, so he didn't. Oh, so it's now, actually, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. The recession started way at the end of Clinton's second term, not in the middle of his term, and that recession was recovered from. Okay, so he asks a good question. Yeah, it's a lousy economy. I agree. And President Obama has oversaw the largest growth in the gap between the rich and the poor of any president ever. Jason, you're absolutely right. President Obama's economy is a horrible job-killing economy. I agree. And yeah, there are those people who aren't going to be able to find great jobs. You might have to find 3 or 4 jobs between two couples. The woman who was peeing and moaning, her husband has a failing business. You're going to tell me he can't find some job that pays $10 an hour to help them? You're really going to tell me that? Really? And, oh, she's got to keep her second job at the pizza place now. Whoop-de-poop-de. So do a lot of people. You do what you have to do. And, no, there aren't a lot of jobs out there right now that pay well. I agree with that. My job does pay well. I still do things on the side for money. I do public speaking. I write freelance. Well, yeah, you know how to do that stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Then you have to develop the skill set to bring in additional income. But yes, if we get a president who understands how to create jobs, that would help. Absolutely. The economy, I know a lot of people can't find work. I do understand that. My point, Jason, is she thinks that the government should artificially create those jobs. By the way, Todd suggested that it was redistribution of wealth, and I said, no, not when you give taxes back to the people who gave them. I didn't say it as clearly as Chris does, a friend of mine, in an instant message. OMG. The money belonged to us before it was taxed from us. This guy's incredible. He thinks the money is his. Spot on, Chris. Spot on. That is exactly right. All right. There is something going on with a particular bank. Now, a lot of people have what's called a home equity line of credit. My wife and I have one. Some people use them. Some people abuse them. What it is interest only lines of home equity credit. So you have a line of credit, I'm going to pick a number, $50,000. You can borrow up to $50,000 and you pay only the interest. There is a window and it varies, 7 to 10 years. People who use them wisely, use them for emergencies, which is what my wife and I do. You have a clothes dryer go to heck, or you've got a car go to heck and a clothes dryer go to heck at the same time. You use that interest-only line of credit. You pay it essentially at your leisure. Or say you need to have a guy come look at your foundation in the spring. Just speaking hypothetically, not that sort of thing. Okay. You then draw on that line of credit. You're paying only on the interest. So you can borrow $1,500, $2,500 and, you know, it's really not that bad. And then you make a plan for when you're going to pay it back. But at some point, you want to make sure not to tap into too much of it. Let's stick with that 50,000 number. You don't want to be living off that. That's actually what the government does. That's, you know, the remember when President Obama said extending the credit or the borrowing ceiling wasn't really extending borrowing? Well, yes, it is. That if you think of it as a line of credit in this way, you can't start living off this in your regular day-to-day expenses. That's where people get in trouble. So let's say be it $20,000, $25,000, $50,000. If you've got people who are now, they're dependent on that, regulators get nervous. Well, how many people out there are pushing the limit? As I said, my wife and I, an emergency comes up, we use it, and I use one of my sideline endeavors, money from there or whatever, to pay it back. And I just do it as we can do it, but we get it paid off. We did that recently. And then we had another emergency come up, and we tapped into it again. But we'll pay it off as quickly as we can, but there's not regular monthly payments except for the interest, which is relatively low. Journal Sentinel is the story this morning that some homeowners who took those out are getting a scary envelope from BMO Harris Bank in the mail. What it's telling them is that interest-only line of credit is ending and payment of the full balance will be due. Perhaps influenced by regulators' concerns about home equity lines of credit that were issued during the housing boom, BMO Harris and others are halting some home-backed credit lines in which customers for years have had to pay only interest each month. BMO Harris said it is offering alternative payment options for borrowers who are affected by what the bank acknowledges in a customer letter may be an unexpected financial burden. BMO Harris spokesman Jim Kappel said the bank has put together a special group focused solely on helping customers whose line of credit is ending. Now, I asked someone in the bank, that's all I'm going to say. I asked someone in the banking industry about this and said that, and the response that I got is, not all banks are following this trend. And it might be more than BMO Harris, but for the most part, it's BMO Harris. And that perhaps regulators are getting itchy, but the person, the financial institution that I sought information from, because I said, well, is this a trend? And what they told me is, no, it's not going to affect yours. And now the financial institution that I'm dealing with, no, these aren't going away. So the Journal Sentinel's suggestion that this is regulators getting nervous about this, my financial institution says no. That at this point, they're continuing with it. And there's no end in sight. But if yours is with BMO Harris, you would want to be aware of that. Now, I would think where regulators would get nervous here is where if they're looking across, and I don't know this, but if they're looking across the financial landscape and they see a lot of people maxed out on this. Yeah, apparently it has to deal with the transition from M&I to some degree. But BMO Harris's management doesn't like these. Whether or not it's regulators, as the Journal Sentinel would suggest, I don't know. But if a lot of people are abusing them and maxing them out and may not have any chance of ever paying them back, then that's going to be a concern. The Federal Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates banks, has been particularly concerned about interest-only home equity lines of credit that were issued to customers during the pre-recession boom period for housing, a time when lenders thought they could count on home values to keep rising. Most interest-only home equity lines of credit have a draw period, typically 7 to 10 years. So again, it does, I think the Journal is misrepresenting this a little bit. I think it is a little bit more confined than you would think. But I would, if you've got a home equity line of credit, I would check with your financial institution. I did, and they said, no, don't worry about it. We're not following that trend. Why wasn't a reporter allowed access to a white privilege conference that used public dollars? It's a leftover from yesterday. Little talk about Election Day and the end of the legislative session. See if I can get to all three of those before 10:30. I shall challenge myself. It's 10:18.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.